Welcome to Politics Explained by an Idiot. My name is Millen, the idiot himself, and if I can learn politics at a high level, so can you. Have you ever heard someone say that I am socially liberal but fiscally conservative? I mean, the intent is to essentially say, oh, I am all for women's reproductive rights, climate change, solving homelessness, and more. All socially left-leaning ideologies, of course. But I still believe in conservative fiscal ideology. I can never stray away from that. I mean, at face value, it doesn't really sound unreasonable. Social problems and economic problems are in fact two separate issues, right? So what's the harm in being left-leaning with one realm of issues and right-leaning in the other? Well, there is a huge problem, a giant contradiction in fact. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why it's essentially impossible to be socially liberal and fiscally conservative at the same time. Let's define the two terms first. When one says that they are socially liberal, they generally take progressive stances on many issues. Progressivism in politics basically means social reform in areas that will ultimately benefit mankind. Social reform can take place in technology, the economy, and through general social issues. Progressive idealism sees the wealth gap between the rich and the poor as the obstacle between social benefit. Conservatives, on the other hand, prefer traditional values of society to be preserved in the context in which they came from. They don't really want social reform, they would rather see old ideologies be preserved. Some of these in the United States include organized religion, such as Christianity, which is the dominant one, of course, property rights, and a limited role of government. But we're talking about fiscal conservatism. The fiscal part refers to government revenue. Add the two terms together, and we can see that fiscal conservatism advocates for low taxes, reduced government spending, and minimal government debt. Deregulation, free trade, privatization, and tax cuts are its defining qualities. Are we starting to notice something here? Let's go back on that definition I mentioned earlier. To combat things that socially liberals are concerned about, say climate change for example, you would need to expand the role of the government revenue. The government would probably have to fund more programs to combat climate change, which would lead to more debt, but it would combat a serious planet-threatening issue. According to fiscal conservatism, they don't want the government's role to expand. Like I said before, they care about deregulation, reduced government spending, and minimal government debt. They would rather have the free market as the ultimate dictator of the economy and social issues. Now, the free market isn't exactly free, it's just a market that isn't regulated by a political authority, aka the government. In reality, the free market does nothing to address women's reproductive rights, racial equality, and the wealth gap. People who are socially liberal support all of these, of course, but their fiscally conservative sides would support things such as decreased regulation in business. The Title IX regulation, for example, which prohibits employment discrimination based on the color of, on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, have been some of the greatest wins for social justice in the United States. You see where I'm getting at? To say that you're socially liberal but fiscally conservative is an extremely contradictory statement, for you cannot be both at the same time. Fiscal conservatism is fundamentally against social liberalism. Thank you so much for listening if you made it this far. It's not easy listening to an idiot for this long. I hope I changed your mind on this whole social liberal but fiscally conservative idea. And if somebody says that they're socially liberal and fiscally conservative, tell them to listen to this podcast episode or at least explain what I explain. Because it's something that not a lot of people take into account. As always, have a memorable day and thank you for listening to my podcast.